Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I know nobody in Buffalo is working today as they gear up for the wild card doubleheader on Monday, but we really had a wild card weekend. Wait until you guys see the sold results for Jordan Love, CJ Stroud, and their skill position players. Guys, let's look at the top 10 players going up from wild card weekend, comparing that player performance with the eBay sold data. Let's dig in. The Green Bay Packers dominated the Dallas Cowboys 48-32 to set up a clash with the San Francisco 49ers in the divisional round of the playoffs next week. The Packers went right down the field on their opening drive. Aaron Jones scored a 3-yard touchdown and they made it 14-0 with a 1-yard run from Jones right on the second play of the second quarter. They kept the scoring going with a 20-yard touchdown pass from Love to Dontavian Wicks, before a 64-yard Darnell Savage interception return for a touchdown gave them a 4-touchdown lead at the 2-minute warning. Dallas mounts a small comeback at the beginning of the third, but the Green Bay Packers continue scoring as Jordan Love hits a wide-open Luke Musgrave for a 38-yard touchdown. Blown coverage. In his first ever playoff start, Packers quarterback Jordan Love was, dare I say, majestic? He finished the game 16 for 21 for 272 yards and 4 touchdowns. He was unstoppable on throws beyond the sticks, going 9 for 11 for 210 yards and 3 of his 4 touchdowns. And in the past 24 hours, he leads the pack. We have had over 2,000 different sold rookie cards for Jordan Love on eBay, including a wild 160% change in his base Donruss rated rookie PSA 10. As you can see, there was an auction last night that ended for $280. There was also an auction that ended for $186.50, a buy it now for $110, another auction for $202.50. So they quickly skyrocket, as you can see earlier that day, those buy it nows going for $70. And in fact, if you look at the 52-week average on this card, it's just $46. So in fact, if you were to go back just a day before the game, you could find these going in auction for $50 or buy it now for $45. But not today, guys. These are going to be going for $150 to $200. In this case, this auction that ended from Cowboy Duggar at 9:15 p.m. Eastern last night, $280. Check out this buy it now sold today. It's a red optic rated rookie on card rookie auto PSA 10 serial numbered out of 50. This started in auction for $1,250, but it had that best offer accepted button lit up. Someone offered $1,700, and the seller accepted. PSA 9 Phoenix Fireburst, $30. Dollar Bin Rated Rookie Canvas Raw, $12. It doesn't take much for me to find his highest transaction from yesterday, which is also one of his highest transactions in the past 90 days. It's a National Treasures 2-color patch, a little bit of stitching in there. RPA out of 99, got the on-card rookie auto, got a PSA 9 grade. This was listed for $9,500, but sold for $7,200 in a buy it now. Now, I want you guys to take note, this is not a very common card, but we were able to find a PSA 8 version of this card that sold for $2,497. So, in fact, the PSA 9 sold for three times as much here as the PSA 8. Back on December 11th, you had a similar National Treasures, but also numbered out of 99. It's a true RPA there, vertical. And it's a PSA 9. It's closed for $448 in auction December 11th. What about this one from November 8th that is out of 25, PSA 9, Auto 9, that closed an auction for $2,600. So in fact, we're seeing about a 3x increase in those, about a 3x increase in the base cards. Now, what about Optic Hollows? So this Optic Hollow Jordan Love sold today in a buy it now for $65. If you go back just 2 months to November 19th, you can find where this card was being had for $10 in auction. So that is more than a 3x upgrade. That is actually more like a 5 to 6x. Of course, got to calculate in your fees and your shipping overhead, kind of that kind of good stuff. But you take out about 15% from that, $55, and you get yourself a nice, nice profit there with minimal legwork on one card. The Jordan Love cards are exploding. Now, real quick, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. My name is Andy. We are 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips, all part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. Guys, make sure you hit that subscribe button, that little like button if you're enjoying this video. Now back to the action. Rookie quarterback CJ Stroud, number two, and the Texans offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick put on a clinic as they destroyed the Cleveland Browns 45-14. Stroud went 16 for 21 for 277 yards and 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. All 3 of his touchdowns came off play action, with 2 of them coming on big plays to tight ends Brevin Jordan and Dalton Schultz. And in the last 24 hours, CJ Stroud's had 372 eBay. The only reason why they moved down is because the Green Bay players have moved up. And we're going to get back to some of those Green Bay skill position players in here in just a second. But check out this Mosaic rookie PSA 10 here. Mosaic. $400. The previous buy it nows for those cards, which is pretty rare, only a population of 67 here, 44% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate, were 285 back on January 9th, 325 this past Saturday, and now today you got a $400. So in fact, a low point for that card, pretty recent, back on December 28th, Thursday, 6:24 p.m., 202.50, that card's almost doubled in value from the playoff win. Got the base Donruss, base paper rated rookie, still holding strong over $10. This transaction here, $12.50. The Panini Instant. This is the original Panini Instant from the NFL Rookie Premier. This is a $42 buy it now. The low for this card is a $5.99 auction from January 6th, just about 9 days ago. Largest game day transaction is a manga case hit here from the recently released Prism set. It also graded a PSA 10. This was listed for right at $25,000, but sold for $10,000 in a buy it now on game day. We also had a Panini Instant RPS gold auto here, PSA 8. Important to note that grade on the card is an 8, even though the auto got a 10. This did sell for $10,999 in an auction from one bid. He also had his Topps Now, serial numbered 1/1. This is a gold card. They made a lot of variations of this set from Fanatics/Topps Now. This one closed an auction on game day, well-timed, $10,350. Got that personal inscription of second overall pick on the card. Gotta love that. Number 3, Puka Nacua. But the Lions here, they waited 30 years for a home playoff game. They waited 32 years for a playoff win. And Detroit was not going to be denied last night as they shut down their former quarterback, Matt Stafford, when it mattered most. But that did not stop Puka Nacua from absolutely shredding in this game, going off for 9 receptions, 181 yards, a touchdown, a long of 51, including 20 yards per reception. Cooper Kupp was, in fact, the 4th receiver in terms of production. Now, he was 2nd in targets, but still behind Puka Nacua in the narrow loss here to the Detroit Lions. But what's so crazy is that just going based off of eBay sold volume, Puka Nacua leading that charge in 3rd place this week at 344 in the past 24 hours. And his Raw Prism Silver going for $58 in an auction today after the loss. Now, it's important to note, Puka's only got 748 different rookie cards. CJ's got 2,256. And Jordan Love, 3,457. Obviously, these numbers are going to continue to climb as new sets are released for 2023 rookies. As you can see, Anthony Richardson there's got 2,671 because he doesn't have the Fanatics exclusive contract like CJ Stroud has for his autos. But guys, even Black Prism Silver for CeeDee Lamb sells for $8.50 yesterday. Silver Prism Auto, $170. His true Silver Prism, $32. That is almost half of what Puka Nacua's is now going for, including a respectable $7.50 compared to that CJ Stroud 12 for the base Donruss rated rookie. Now, y'all saw the CJ Stroud orange laser going for roughly $230. Well, the Puka Nacua did close today for $35. Now, the Rams did lose, so I expect this to affect slightly the values of Puka Nacua, but I do expect him as well to retain most, if not all, of his hype heading into the offseason and into next year, as after breaking rookie receiving records, rookie reception records. His Green Scope Prism Auto out of 75, $600 in a buy it now today. There's a $50 buy it now for his orange laser, which you can pull from retail blasters. A $70 buy it now for his orange laser. Just goes to show you, there's a lot of variance in the Puka Nacua market. Some of these prices are absolutely insane, like this Optic Preview Holo here for $50 in a buy it now. All these transactions today, knowing that the Rams are eliminated from the playoffs. Post-playoff hype here for Puka. It's another true silver prism on the shag rug there for $75 in a buy it now. Is marked down from $100. His largest from yesterday is a camo prism out of 25 auto. It was listed for $1,500 and the seller took $1,300 in a buy it now. Raw. This is a raw transaction. Now, real quick, guys, if you want to get access to this algorithm and this web app tracking all those graded cards, the daily sold volumes, the PSA database integration, plus we're tracking CGC, we're tracking SGC and BGS through this app as well. And you want to get access to all that, plus our Discord server and our weekly articles and all of our other bonus perks and benefits that we have as part of our Patreon premium membership, check out footballcardquest.com, click the Go Premium button, and that'll take you exactly where you want to go. This is going to accelerate your learning curve and help you maximize your edge in the hobby, guys. So back to the action. Check it out, footballcardquest.com, Go Premium. Number 4 is going to be Nico Collins, going back to that Texans game. This guy went off 6 receptions for 96 yards and a touchdown, long of 38. He's the target leader in the clubhouse. Got a $104 buy it now on his SGC 9.5 white select rookie auto out of 35. Got a big time flawless out of 25. PSA 10 selling for $340 in a buy it now, marked down from $399. The total volume for him in the past 24 hours has been 206. I got to think that was even higher going back to Saturday and Sunday. As we get into the weekly totals, we're going to see some pretty crazy numbers here for Nico Collins. There's another Ruby out of 15, PSA 9 from Flawless, rookie auto, $175. Not much of a discount there from $199. Let's check out some of the latest on his rookie ticket auto. Still a ton of volume for Nico Collins here. As you can see, there's still some raw base ones from Optic, the base contender set for 23, the Optic for 25. Got a SGC 9.5 for 127.50. That one is numbered out of 25. You had a Nico Collins snakeskin from Select Field Level selling January 8th, just a week ago. Serial numbered out of 2, sold for $900, was discounted down from $1,750. We've had a ton of monster Nico Collins transactions, most of them from Saturday, in fact, that game day there. Showing you that game day is the best time to end an auction. If you are going to list a card and sell it in an auction, definitely want to end it at game time. PSA 10, 1 of 1, gold vinyl from Optic here, rated rookie, PSA 10, incredible auction, perfectly timed, $1,574. Another one, Panini Select Black NFL Shield patch, serial number 1 of 1, sticker auto, $600. College jersey patch, got the Air Jordan patch though here from Immaculate Collegiate Collection, got the rookie auto, got a $500 buy it now on this. Ultimately, it sold for $250. Snakeskin Prism, PSA 10, $431. Numbers 5, 6, and 7 are all from the Detroit Lions offense who advance to the divisional round. Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs, both rookies, both very close in sold volume. However, you can see Sam Laporta has just a third of the rookie card variety here at 767 different rookie cards compared to Jahmyr Gibbs, who has 2,419. Now, this is not to be confused with print run. This is simply variety. Number of parallels, number of inserts, number of different cards that have been printed by the various brands. And then Amon-Ra St. Brown is settling out here at 2,835. But he's also in triple-digit solds in the past 24 hours, all moving up. Goff having a solid game here of a passer rating of 121.8. Only one touchdown, but no interceptions, which is really important. No fumbles lost, so he took good care of the ball here. Amon-Ra St. Brown was your points, fantasy points leader, followed by Jahmyr Gibbs. And Sam Laporta did get himself a touchdown. He did get the receiving touchdown. Even though it was 3 for 14, it was impressive enough that he played on the knee injury from the previous week, man. Very short turnaround there to recover from that. And fantastic. He got in the end zone here. Gold vinyl prism, 2 out of 5. Serial number 2 out of 5. Not a 1 of 1, but very close. Gold vinyl, extremely popular. This closed for $2,019 in auction last night. The plates and patches, Sam Laporta RPA at this point, out of 149, selling for over $100. So Sam Laporta's in that elite rookie auto territory, even as a rookie. Orange discos here. These can be pulled out of retail boxes, selling for $15 raw. So that's another good incentive for buying base retail. His base prism, obviously going considerably lower than Puka, but still a desirable card at $3. Prism Purple Cracked Ice out of 225. Serial numbered out of 225. $30 in auction. It's pretty comparable to Jahmyr Gibbs. And as we mentioned, Jahmyr Gibbs does have a lot more variety. So this makes sense. Jahmyr Gibbs is a more flashy player, if you will. He does touch the ball a little bit more often playing the running back position and being such a dual threat, you know, rushing, receiving running back that he is. I mean, look at this unlicensed wild card, you know, college uniform card here. Now, I did go to Alabama, so that helps. Serial number out of 2, there's a $50 buy it now. His Optic Preview Blue Scope, nice little color match there, $14.50. You're going to see a lot of those. Origins, rookie auto, non-serial numbers, card that struggles on corners and edges, $35 in auction. I got to think there's some buy it nows yesterday, probably got a little bit higher than that, guys. His Orange Laser, almost $15. We have a big shipping price tag on this one at $5. So, in fact, the total out the door, $17.75. And there you go. Here's a banger that closed today in auction. A Mosaic Green and Black Fusion Rookie Auto out of $25. $166 in auction. What about his Prism Silver Photo Variation here? This one was listed at buy it now at $50 and sold for $38 for Gibbs. And then his Prestige Passport, pretty popular card there. Cool looking card, very unique look. Was listed at $50 and sold for $40 as well. I love to hear from you guys in the comments, which one would you rather have there, the Prestige Passports or the Silver Prism variation? Hey guys, and this is a quick reminder that I am still grinding day in and day out on a 90-day transformation powered by Empowered Men, a community for the everyday busy professional, husband, and father that is looking to transform and improve their health, fitness, wellness, and finances. Empowered Men is the program I use to lose over 40 pounds now in the past 60 days. Gain energy, feel young again, and get my confidence back. They even guarantee your results or your money back. So I encourage you to join myself and the other men committed to becoming a better husband, father, and role model. Check the link in the description below to get $150 off your transformation today. All right, now back to the action. As we mentioned, Amon-Ra St. Brown is number 7 with 115 solds in the past 24. Now, what's important to note about that is this guy has actually gotten pretty expensive in the recent days. Amon-Ra, who's finished a top 5 fantasy wide receiver this year, as you can see, even his base graded market, which typically really struggles for skill position players, has gone up considerably over the past 30 days. Even if we zoom out to 60, we can see it's gone up even more. If we zoom out to 6 months, we can see cards like the base Optic have gone up 50%. The base Donruss PSA 10 up 50%. Two respectable numbers here, guys. This is a difference. You're not going to find any $25, $30 rookie ticket autos like you did for Nico Collins. You're not going to find those. Those are now, because of supply and demand, because of the sold listings or the available listings selling for so much for so long, those are now moved up to what you can see here, $100 on game night. And we did mention he was the target leader. He did get over 100 receiving yards. Absolutely dominated here. A long of 30 yards. The base Optic rookie ticket auto, $100 in auction. What about the base paper one from base contenders? Got $61.50 here out of $49.91. Another auction Saturday. See how you don't want to do that Saturday. You don't want to end your auction Saturday. They go for $78 on the base Optic rookie ticket auto for Amon-Ra on Saturday compared to $100 for the auction last night on game night. So you cost yourself about 25% if you don't time your auction to end during the game. That's when you want to end it, especially if you're right on the player. Now, we did have a nice big time transaction for Amon-Ra yesterday. It was a buy it now. Fairly favorably priced, I guess you could say. Not a great patch here, but it is a national treasure. It is a true RPA, serial numbered out of 99, on card rookie auto, PSA 9. This went for $700 in a buy it now, marked down from $999. He also had an NFL playbook, Rookie Shield, serial numbered 101. It was one of those big playbooks in the mags, so DC Sports 87 auction ended January 10th. So 5 days ago, this was last Wednesday, it ended $700. Number 8, Rashee Rice, which could be a lot higher on this list. I'm sure I'm going to get some comments of why he's not, because he plays for the Chiefs, and the Chiefs are developing into playoff form here in the frigid cold temperatures as they lay a beatdown on the Miami Dolphins. But and Rashee Rice finished as the overwhelming target leader with 12 that he converts into 8 receptions for 130 yards and a touchdown, including a 39-yard long. And we got some pretty impressive prices, you know, the base prisms for 4 or 5, but we start to get into Mosaic Genesis here, PSA 10, 225 total buy it now today. He's ranking pretty high in the app with triple digit solds in the past 24. And in fact, they played Saturday, so those numbers drop off a little bit when people are distracted by other games. But check out this banger from Prism with the patch and the rookie auto. Off the sticker, but still numbered out of 10 in gold. $1,300 from 9 bids on Jan 11th. The Black Shimmer, 1 of 1, sold Saturday in a buy it now, listed at $3,000, discounted down to $2,100. The Certified Fabric Black Etch RPA, 1 of 1. NFL Shield sticker auto here, selling in a buy it now for $750, marked down from $1,100. Not quite as powerful, though, as a gold prism rookie auto Rashee Rice, sealed numbered out of 10, selling for $1,000 on Saturday in a buy it now. And the camo auto, remember the Puka Nacua camo auto? Went for about twice this much. This Rashee Rice sold in a buy it now on Saturday for $750. So you can see people are dropping some serious money here on the new wide receiver one on the Chiefs. Number nine with just 320 different rookie cards. He had 94 solds on eBay in the past 24 hours. It's Aaron Jones with the Green Bay Packers, putting up over 5 yards per carry, 3 touchdowns on the ground. This guy was absolutely on fire yesterday. Check out some of these big time solds from today. A PSA 10 Select Silver, 2017 iconic rookie year for Aaron Jones, serial numbered out of 199. PSA 10 selling for $275 and a buy it now. In fact, you can find a lot of Aaron Jones' best sales going down today, yesterday, in the past 90 days. This guy is turning into a little bit of a Lombardi Lenny. We start calling him Lombardi Jones here for his first playoff appearance, man, this year. Especially after dealing with that knee injury earlier in the season. He's really come alive here. And with just 320 different rookie cards, and without getting that rated rookie logo, you're going to find that his Prism is by far the most popular card. Up 35% right now. Started at 45 average, but now we've got $70 buy it now transactions from last night. You probably have a lot more $60 and $50 ones, but guys, When you're hurt and your team is down and out, you're going through that midseason dip, you can see that card got as low as $20 back on November 14th. Number 10, I would actually give to Dontavian Wicks. You know, he's a rookie with only 847 different rookie cards, but he had 55 solds in the past 24. Jaden Reed had 105, but in fact, he virtually put up a goose egg. But people are really, really hyped about Jaden Reed right now. Just a quiet game. And then Romeo Doubs, who had a big night. He's actually only had 4 solds in the past 24 hours. Now, that's buy it now or best offer accepted, guys. We're not talking auctions. So that tells you not a lot of people are impulse buying Romeo Doubs. Are people buying them in auctions? Yeah, sure. But I think his prices are significantly elevated above the floor. Same thing with Christian Watson. Is why you're seeing very few solds for those guys, and Romeo Doubs particularly, because he did have the big night, over about 150 yards, you know. So I mean, big night, just over 30 fantasy points, but not getting the sold volume from buy it nows or best offer accepteds like the rookies, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, or Aaron Jones, who did put up the 3 touchdowns. And obviously, Jordan Love is just in another stratosphere as a quarterback, and obviously a historic first playoff appearance there from a quarterback and playing for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, that was huge. Perfect passer rating. All right, guys, real quick, something near and dear to my heart, a brand new sponsor of the channel. We have been chosen by CGC Cards. They're backed by the largest coin and paper grading companies in the world, guys. They've got a stronghold in comic books and video game gaming and the paper and coin money grading industry. And now they're grading cards. You guys know them. If you look at the gem rates, they had a 9% increase last year. They, in fact, graded more cards than SGC or BGS. They have consistent grades. They have brand new labels. They're actually relabeling cards from the old green and white one to the new black and white one for free. They've got the submission rates as low as $12, guys. Great turnarounds. The customer service is fantastic. And I will tell you firsthand, they have the best plastic in the business. It is virtually indestructible. Talk about protecting your personal collection. I want to say collecting your personal collection, but you guys got the point. Protecting your personal collection is huge. So for $12 a card, it's a fantastic product. As you can see by all the Jordan Love CGC solds, CGC is highly regarded within the sports card grading market as well. Their prices, from what I found, are very comparable to SGC, and I feel that they are growing based on the traction that they're getting within the hobby and the sold data that I'm finding. Like this Light Blue Prism, CGC 10 for Jordan Love here. And like I mentioned, we are tracking CGC and PSA, BGS, SGC in the Keep'em web app. But as you can see, a couple PSA 10s that sold back in November for $175, $180, very comparable to the CGC. Now, I know the CGC sold today for $120, but it's pretty comparable. It's about the same level as a BGS 9.5 or an SGC 10. It's actually, in some cases, I find the CGC goes for better than the SGC 10. And here in the very near future, we will be doing a group submission at cost. No additional charge, but for premium members of the Quest only. So that's going to be part of that premium membership I mentioned earlier. Check it out on your own at cgccards.com or check it out at footballcardquest.com. Go premium. Now back to the action. All right, guys, you can see I got the hat forward today, just now. Go Bucks tonight. That's all we got time for today's video. Let me know in the comment section below what you think about everything in today's video, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Peace.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.